Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, evening, afternoon, isn't it?
It's the afternoon.
Normally we record in the morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And it is the morning. And also, I'm on Edinburgh Time, one of the shows. In fact, hello to Running Commentary listeners who I met in the audience of Richard Stott's Edinburgh show in a lovely circular journey from me talking about the show on here to them going to the show. Anyway, that show is on at 12:45, and there's always this thing. If you're not a comedian, you won't know this. If you're a comedian and you work in the daytime, there's this massive risk where you say, "Good evening, everyone."
Right.
It's just habit, isn't it? We all do it, right?
Yeah.
And what Rich has done is really good. He's taken ownership because he's 12:45 in Edinburgh, which is basically a breakfast show.
Yeah.
And he comes on and says, "Good evening," because it's always evening in here.
Yeah.
And I think that's valid.
That's nice, man. And you've been in Edinburgh doing shows the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you've been
there. Absolutely. So we're seeing each other for the first time since that very, very rainy one.
Yeah.
And it's nice today, isn't it?
It is beautiful, yeah.
And
it's really nice.
I think, I don't know about you, I think we should probably talk about our current physical state.
Yeah,
did
I'm a little bit...
What took you up to yesterday, Paul?
Well, no, it wasn't even yesterday. It was... Sunday.
Ah.
I mean, this all comes back to the party, which we will chat about. We haven't chatted about my party, have we?
I don't really know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, but it's...
The key thing is we're hungover. That's what
I'm going
for.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah, I'm hungover. One byproduct of my birthday was people gave me lots of booze, and also they bought me a wine rack.
Which they know you so well.
Which is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Actually, which means that with the booze that I can see.
Yes.
And as we've talked about before, I don't quite have the maturity to see it and not drink it.
To see it is to drink it. I was just going to say, a wine rack isn't that good a present, is it really? Because what are you going to do? Keep wine? Who keeps wine?
Yeah, I know.
That's like those people who open a packet of biscuits and then eat one and keep the rest.
Well, I'm hoping to
who
get
who does
it.
That?
I'm hoping to stick it in the basement. That's the idea. But at the moment... it's there in the kitchen.
Do you know they call it a cellar? It's called a wine cellar.
Yeah, stick it in the old cellar and feel sophisticated.
Yeah.
As opposed to now where I just perceive it as a constant temptation.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you right. To booze. And so we did quite heartily on Sunday. Oh, easy.
Thank you. Another thank fun you. Run into the road moment.
Yeah, nearly.
This time, on a zebra crossing this time.
Yeah,
and the bus did stop, but I should think
didn't quite
we gave that driver a bit of a fright.
Yeah. So, yes, and also some really nice wine, but my goodness, I felt it yesterday. And the first thing I had to do when I woke up after getting to bed at 2 was to drive to Winchester and pick up kids from the Boomtown Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a bit...
All right.
I feel great.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
No good just did, I'm sorry. Well, I had, just if we're comparing hangovers, I've been unable to avoid lager the whole summer long.
Yes.
And then a strange thing happened that broke my habit, not in a particularly healthy way, just in a kind of logistical way.
Yeah.
I was doing a show in Edinburgh.
Right.
Always ask the contestants what drinks they want because it's late in the evening and, you know, they're giving up their time and stuff. Carl Donnelly said, Oh, just a vegan beer, please.
Right.
So I went to the bar.
Yeah.
In the Gilded Balloon. Where the show was.
Yeah.
They didn't have any vegan lagers.
Right.
And, you know, full disclosure, that hadn't bothered me before.
Yeah.
I'd been enjoying the lagers.
Yeah.
But once you know it's off the list, you're like, oh, that's
something
knowingly
you
breaking
want.
A rule, right? Yeah. So I can't. So anyway, I could no longer drink lager at work.
Right.
So did a couple of nights on Guinness. That wasn't any fun. And then also just, and that sort of broke the back of it, because I want to stop drinking lager because it's deeply calorific.
Yes.
And it really breaks the fasting thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's no point not eating for 16 hours, but throwing in loads and loads of sugar or whatever else. Anyway, long story short, vodka martini, loads.
The
martinis. Just loads of them. Yeah. Vodka martinis in front of the first episode of Series 3 of Stranger Things last night with the family, which was
nice.
Pretty much exactly what the doctor ordered.
Pleasant moments when you've been away doing Edinburgh. This has been a period, you've been away, you've done Orkney, you've been all over, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's loads to catch up on.
Tomorrow I'll have been away a fortnight. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to take a little tootle around Crystal Park and then beyond.
Yeah.
And that's all right. That was nice, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
That was the opposite of the bus. The guy saw us and realised he hadn't stopped, but we weren't even worried about it, but he gave us a lovely sorry.
But then again,
out of his open window.
He didn't stop on the bus.
This way around.
And the bus driver did.
Yeah, that's right. But
this is nice.
But we survived, right?
Yeah.
So
we're doing okay.
Yeah, we're nudging up to Stoke Newington. It's absolutely gorgeous. It is nice to be home from Edinburgh. And I think you should go first. Because last time I ran with you, you were 49.
I know, the 50th birthday. Do you know what? It's left me in a slight kind of fugue state.
Yeah.
It was...
Just let it happen. Don't be one of those fugue fighters.
I know. Don't worry, I won't be doing that.
Because that could lead to a terrible joke, and no one wants that.
No.
There's me and you in a park.
There's me in a fugue. But we...
Jet fugue.
First off... I think I overloaded the whole event.
Yeah, well...
I wanted it to be...
That's easily done. Sorry, everyone.
I wanted it to be, like, incredible. You know, I had images of, before, of people dancing in a big circle and coming into the middle and... Do you know what I mean? All these kind of...
It being beautiful.
All these kind of things. You know, I had the idea of that it would be this kind of massive umbrella under which people would congregate.
Yeah.
Some kind of seismic generational moment that we'd remember forever.
Yeah. But I don't think that is expecting too much of it.
Yeah, totally. I thought in years to come people would mention it in hallowed tones, you know. The truth is...
They probably will.
The truth is, it was good fun.
Oh, yeah.
But the reality is, quite a few no-shows. A lot of that's just because of the time of year. People...
Conkers.
Nice. People going on holiday.
Sorry, we went there.
No, it's fine. You're at festival. People going on holiday.
Yeah.
Festivals. It's the middle of the summer holidays. Don't get me wrong, there was enough. And it was fine.
Yeah.
But it was just like, you've also got that tension of, you've got loads of people coming from different parts of your life. So you're doing a lot of mingling.
Yes.
For the first hour and a half. And I'm not a great mingler.
No.
You know.
And that's a real magic social thing. In a way, I think maybe the only time people sometimes do that stuff effortlessly is at weddings.
Yes.
But it isn't set up for that kind of sense of hanging out with strangers. We're not set up for it, are we? People like to socialise with their mates.
And also, if you're going to see someone you haven't seen in ages... You want to know you've got a few hours to play into it.
You know? And it always ends up just being a few seconds.
Yeah, and also you're doing like intense mingling you haven't seen for someone in 7 years.
Yeah.
And then someone else comes who you haven't seen in a few years. And that kind of, the separation of one to the other, I'm not very good at, you know.
Yeah.
And yet you have to recognise with joy and surprise and elation this new arrival
into
the mingle zone.
Yeah, yeah. And you're too miserable for that.
So no, I can do it. I can do it, but you risk offending the people you've been mingling with.
Yeah.
It's quite a tricky... So there was that going.
You know what you should do? And I just saw the link in my mind, and it is interesting. You should go to the pub more often.
Yeah.
Because you don't like that.
I really need to work on my chat extrication.
You've got 10 years to develop these skills.
And then also there was the rolling thing of at some point of the evening there's going to be a cake.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do a speech.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, there's going to be a bit of toasting or some words will be said.
I never expect you to do a speech because you do public speaking for a job.
Yeah, and it was with another friend as well. Yeah. So I was just like, listen, if we're going to do a cake, let's just do it quick. I just want to get rid of this
cake. Get it over and done with.
Yeah, I was getting really miserable about the cake.
We've Kevin Baconed it, and we've gone in two moves from this is going to be the moment of everyone's life.
Yeah,
something of us.
Let's just get rid of this surprise cake experience as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So the cake eventually comes out.
Yeah.
And we're all on the sort of, we're all canal side, so there's a bit of a balcony leading onto the canal, so everyone naturally drifts onto the balcony.
Yeah. And into the canal.
No. Well, we're just about to launch into the speech, non-speech, toasting, not toasting.
Yeah.
And security ushers us off because we're all sinking into the canal.
Oh, no.
So it was that kind of, I'm afraid you're sinking. Which was great for me. It was a relief because it meant no speeches. It was fine. It's over.
Yeah, it was God, sorry, I'm just spotting autumn evidence. We've just gone past Conkers. There's black currants in these bushes. It's not autumn, it's summer. Mushrooms.
The season doesn't know
in
what
that tree.
So there was that.
So that happened. And also, I noticed that the security at your party was a robot.
He was a wonderful man from Ghana.
Okay.
And he was very friendly. There's a couple of them. They were a right laugh. The staff were a bit hipster miserable.
Right.
They were a bit... They never really... I'm going to have a bit of a generational moan here.
Yeah, good, okay.
We were paying a lot of money, fair enough. It was a free bar. We were sinking quite a lot of money into the venue.
You are sinking, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and we're basically sinking as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But they never made us feel as if they were hosting us.
Yeah, yeah.
It always felt a little bit... It was like they resented us.
Yeah,
it
like really it's a weird. Hassle that they have to work.
Yeah,
like,
it was really
you're being
weird.
Paid for it.
And I don't mean I'm not after much. I don't want a red carpet. And I'm talking about just smiling.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Kind of just basic kind
just
of
socially being part of the thing.
Yeah, just sort of like acceptance that we've hired this place for the evening.
Yeah,
and it's a big night. So there was a bit of that, and also all I want from a party. Really, is everyone to be dancing and just not caring?
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Is everyone on the dance floor messing about? To me, that's all I really want. But because the balcony was so nice, everyone was out there for ages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It felt for a while like maybe this is the party where my generation decides not to dance.
Right,
is
this it? Is this
that long?
Is this the dancing at other people's 50th for a decade?
Yeah, is this the one?
Yeah, yeah.
And we eventually got it together for like the last 25 minutes or so. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
But it was all quite so short and sweet.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic that. But people want different things. People are 50 now. It's nice on the balcony. Why not stay there and chat to them?
Well, because they're sinking into the canal. But apart from that,
exactly.
That's what they need.
Okay, we're sinking, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's a good way to go. What about on the actual day? Would that feel like a special day as well? Or
Because the party
wasn't on your actual birthday day.
No, the actual day was... we went out with Julian Matt. We went to an organ recital at St. Paul's.
Good.
It was really good fun. And we went for a meal at the restaurant where they have First Dates, the film, TV show First Dates. It was a laugh. We had a right laugh.
That is really good. That's a nice brace of things to do.
It was really good fun. But then the final thing was we got home from the party about 4:30.
Yeah.
After various after-party business.
Yeah.
And we were basically locked out.
Right.
There was a problem with our front door, which had been lingering for a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
But it resulted in us having to kick our own front door in.
It's to do with the hot weather, isn't it? Doors
expand and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was solvable, but we hadn't solved
solvable by kicking.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, the symbolism of it...
Yeah.
Just before your speech is... You've got someone saying that you're all sinking.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm 50... And I can't get into my own house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's quite...
It's all entirely
self-created.
Complete corollary. I was having a bit of a long dark night, the whole soul the other night, for reasons that will surely become clear.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'll just go to bed and get some sleep. And this bed... broke.
Right.
Broke. And it's like, oh, I see, I get this.
Yeah.
I understand the metaphor.
Yeah.
The bed is... yes. life and safety and comfort.
Yes.
And apparently it's an illusion. Yes. Crunch. It can just all go from underneath you.
Yes.
And da da da. So I know what he's saying to me.
Yeah, he was quite kind of, so it left me with, not only that, certain things that are a little bit darker as well, but on the afternoon of the 50th party, this was all about the difference that some that 50ths have.
Yeah.
Because it's undeniably getting a little bit older, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a moment you have to consider, don't you?
The guy I was co-hosting with the party with, one of his mates had died. So he had a funeral on the afternoon of the
thing. Oh, my word. Yeah.
Which is obviously not great.
Yeah, I mean, as metaphors and analogies go, it's probably stronger than the door and the bed.
Yeah, probably stronger than the we're thinking thing. And then also we found that one of our best mates had been diagnosed with a very aggressive cancer.
Oh, my word.
So it was it was just a slightly strange undercurrent to it.
Yeah.
But having said that, it was still really good fun, but it was just a bit different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm very lucky in everything.
It couldn't really match up to what you had in your head.
No, of course, and it was never going to.
And in a way, you know what I was worried about, and maybe this is a good thing, I don't know,
yeah,
was that it'd be so... I had it in my mind the way you had it in your mind,
as
this kind of wonder moment where all of other life is forgotten.
Yeah.
But I was worried that that would be a big come down for you.
Yeah.
So maybe the slightly stumbling craziness... Oh, there's a Elsa from Frozen. It's in the woods. Look.
Oh, yes.
Wedding photos,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Stop singing songs or get done. It's wedding photos.
So,
seems cool to take a picture, but it's got to be done. They're behind the trees, so I don't think that one's going in the album.
I mean, it wasn't fantastic, but I've had the come down anyway.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just been like the kind of drift. But it's all stuff I need to listen to in your life, isn't it? You just need to pay attention.
Yeah, take stock.
I'll tell you what, I've been really grateful for running, though.
Yeah.
I've been doing a fair bit of it, and I've really been really enjoying it.
I'm trying to get the wedding couple in behind us. I can't see if they're there or not, but maybe they are,
in an obtrusive way.
Look at this, there's water in the paddling pool and hardly any kids. That's lucky funny. Kids.
Yeah, that's nice.
This literally is the
three
day.
Three kids at a massive paddling pool. Ah, well, and you're having problems with your old pups, aren't you?
Yeah, it's all happening for me. I mean, well, one first thing is I haven't done any running. You said you've been enjoying running. What running have you done in the last 2 weeks?
I've just been running most days. Just about 5 miles through the woods, just my basic sort of hardy perennial. It's like going for a walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like an old friend, you know. And I've been really grateful for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really calmed me down and give me something that I have done at the end of the day, and it's just really healed me, you know. It's been really good.
It's funny the everyday thing, though, because it was before the last time I saw you, I did that running every day for a week.
Yeah.
And I was just too much.
Right.
Yeah, do you need to...
No, I'm all right.
Okay. It's just too much for me, you know. I did, and it put me off.
Right.
It made me feel... And it was the hot weather as well, which, of course, has that... It's that kind of hits you running hard, but in a way that you can't quite pin down.
Right,
just makes you feel rubbish, you know?
It's a bit more draining.
Yeah, it just takes more energy out of you.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got to the end of that week, and then took a couple of days, and we ran on the Tuesday, maybe the penultimate day of July.
Yeah.
I went to Edinburgh on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Took, you know, three sets of running clothes in my trainers.
Of course you did, because you got for all that
tried
running.
To get my mat back off of Mark Watson.
Yeah.
Told everyone I was going to go to Portobello Park Run for two Saturdays.
Yeah.
And I did not run once.
Yeah.
The initial thing was that I realised that my show, my...
Thank you.
My... I realised that I really like doing my game show.
Yeah.
But to do it properly, I need to rehearse. It's massively labour intensive.
Right.
So basically 2 hours in the rehearsal room. Every day there's a 1 hour show on.
Yeah.
And it got to that first Saturday. It's like, well, I could go for a run, but then my show tonight will be rubbish.
So
I just had to go to rehearsal studio instead. And that was the only time I could go. So,
right.
And that kind of broke the back of it. And then just didn't have another chance. The family were there.
Right.
Which was all great. You know, once I realised that it wasn't going to be time, I just let it go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the running. You know, I didn't do any exercise, didn't do any planking.
Right.
Any of that stuff. And it is interesting the way that didn't make me feel good.
Yeah.
I really think I realise now that what I've got here is a... you know, well-oiled machine that's geared up to do the things I ask of it.
Yeah.
And when I stop, it just crashes. Right. Know? Talking of metaphors, you know, I told you how I fell over and I ran for another hour and it was fine.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, pop, it was like I'd just fallen over.
Yeah.
It's the same with life and running. If I ever stop running through injury or stop running, make the decision to not do it,
yeah,
then my body's just going to seize up and stay seized.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's that. So
did you miss it then? Did you have time to miss running?
Or I didn't have time to miss it. So that also meant I forgave myself for not doing it.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Because at Edinburgh Fringe, it just takes up your whole day anyway, in a way that's simultaneously relentless and kind of healthy because it's very focusing.
Yes.
And unhealthy because it makes you narcissistic, but it's healthy.
It's an all-embracing bubble, isn't it?
Yeah. If you recognise that everyone's doing that and there's an externalising factor.
Yeah.
And actually, in real terms, being there with my family, it was all I could do to successfully be there with them and have a good time and keep up with all my Edinburgh stuff.
Right.
And actually, the Fringe was just great for me because...
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was a... Because it was different.
Yeah.
You know, I've been going to the Edinburgh Fringe on and off since 1992.
Right.
So, you know, since 10 years before I was even a comedian.
Yeah.
And so it can, talking of... You know, things that make you hold up a mirror. On the wrong day, as a festival in a city where there's a lot of student-age people having a really good time,
yeah,
it can make you feel about a million years old.
Yes.
And totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that way at all. I was doing my game show, and it finds its niche, you know. Didn't have much time to do much publicity on it.
Yeah.
And yet there was always an audience.
Nice.
So brilliant. People are there, and they're people who understand and want to be there.
Yeah.
It's all other comedians on it.
Yeah.
And they're all like, hi, Rob, I love this. It's good to see you, you know. So that's positive and not in any way, you know, not that kind of head-down solitude you get when you're doing your own tour.
Yeah. It was a group mentality.
It felt like the Fringe welcomed me back with my show, which, you know, comedians will know that's not really the feeling it gives.
No, it can often make you feel rebuffed. Yeah, that's amazing. That's great you felt like that.
And we had the best ever Airbnb.
Right.
Which was like a really nice, proper flat. It didn't feel like a halfway house at all.
Right.
For me and the family. We're out by the beach in a part of Edinburgh I'd never been to before.
Right.
And I was directing these shows, and they were all great.
Right.
Really good. I mentioned Richard earlier on. His show's great. Got a good review on the very first day.
Yeah.
I ran from the train to his show because it was so early.
Right.
In the day and in the Fringe. And then Jared Christmas, who, as we know, is quite like Father Christmas.
Yeah, so
him
Jared.
And his beatbox mate doing a kids show, which is really lovely.
Yeah.
And really...
Is he just doing a kids show? Is he doing stand-up?
No, he's doing a stand-up show, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
Right.
But I think he's really enjoying the stand-up show because his commitment is to the kids show.
Right, okay.
So then he just goes and has a good time
doing
comedy, you know.
Right.
And the kids show, I think, is... I think it's one of those things that's that good... People don't realise how good it is.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a grown-up fun. It's not in any way a, come on in, little children.
Right. Okay.
And we'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
It hasn't got any of that.
Right.
And yet, should we leave the park?
It's up to you, mate. What do you reckon, shall we?
Yeah, I want to go around as well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And yet, it totally works. I saw them, you know, not just have in the audience, but interact with and give a big starring role to a boy who might not have been three.
Right.
So, you know, that balance of family. You know, that kind of, it's that thing of like a good Pixar film or a pantomime.
Yeah.
Where you can play to the grown-ups and the kids all at once.
Yeah.
Without any sense of misstepping or patronising. I think it's an underrated skill.
Of course it is, yeah.
So, and that was going really well.
Yeah.
And then Eleanor Tiernan came up with her show. It started a couple of days later. And I just think it's great.
Yeah.
So,
very funny.
Yeah, and from a point of view of me working on all those shows, they're all good.
Yeah.
They're all getting good reviews.
Good.
All the shows got four, some 5-star reviews, including the one I was doing.
Brilliant.
And then I went back. I did sort of notes of things for a couple of days. So then I went away and came back. And when I came back, I could just tell they totally didn't need me anymore.
Right, okay.
So yeah. I had this kind of feeling of serene unnecessariness.
Yes, yeah.
Which was wonderful. And
that's great, mate. It's good you're
having a good time. It made me daydream about going back next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that feeling will slip away over time.
Well, no, it's great that you've had a positive experience there, because it's more than capable of delivering a
negative experience.
Polar opposite.
That's right, and I've always had a good experience. But yeah. I had a fantastic time the last time I did a full run of a proper show.
Yeah.
But it still felt like a little bit of a marathon exercise. Like, I've done this a lot of times.
Yes.
What are my plans for surviving this, still feeling relevant? Do you know what I mean? I kind of battened down the hatches.
I suppose it's a bit different if you just nip in and out as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
The brevity
was
obviously part of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even when I was there, I was detached, you know.
Yeah.
I left in the middle. I was going home to the family all the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I did one other gig. No, two other gigs. And I went to one other venue's artist bar.
Right.
And they were all, one of those experiences was fine, but they were, you could tell when you got out of the comfort zone, you know.
Yeah.
So, brilliant.
And how was the festival generally? Was it, I know, is it hard to...
I think it really hit the ground running. Everyone seemed to be having a good time. The negatives, just this weekend, lots of rain.
Right.
And considering everyone knows they're in Scotland, ultimately, rain
not
dampened
surprising,
spirits
but a
very
real,
quickly.
A bit of a pain, yeah.
We all think we're ready for it. It's like a music festival, you know.
Yeah.
You think we're fine, and then it rains. You think, wow, this is exciting, run for cover. And then it rains, and then you're like, it's quite awkward now, my clothes are wet, and then it rains all the next day, and you're like,
yeah,
no, I'm depressed.
It's getting
now.
A bit relentless, yeah.
And Edinburgh rain is a serious thing.
Yeah.
Although I know we've had some of that, obviously, all across the country this last few days.
Well, a few festivals got cancelled.
Yeah, Broadmasters.
Broadmasters and this festival, Houghton, they're all on the way there.
Yeah.
Then it got cancelled, and then they all redirected to Boomtown.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the speed with which they did, they're literally set off on taxis and coaches to Houghton, cancelled, got on the internet, bought tickets to Boomtown, travel there instead.
I mean, that's so impressive.
Yeah. The capacity to...
Yeah.
Change plans.
Oh, this is nice, isn't it?
This is nice, yeah.
It's not autumn, it's summer. There's people sailing out on the reservoir there. So, and then...
So it's been pretty busy and manic.
Yeah, and then in between those two weekends in Edinburgh...
You
went to Orkney.
Yeah.
And anyone who knows the geography of that will know what an achievement it was.
Yeah.
After the late show on Sunday night, I had to get all of us pack up and out from that Airbnb.
Thank you.
In a car.
Thank you.
Thank you. 6 a.m.
Right.
Driving without a stop, which is when I found out how stiff my legs are.
Right.
Ouch! Yeah. In hire car to Scrabster.
Right.
Which is
Scrabster.
Scrabster. Which is, you know, you can see the most northern point on the mainland, UK mainland, from there.
Right.
Which is Dunnet Head.
Wow.
And you can also see Orkney from there. And we made it, got there. Got the ferry.
Yeah.
And that was when I realised I hadn't really been considering the Orkney bit.
Yeah.
Orkney was amazing.
Beautiful.
Old man of Hoyt cliffs.
Yeah.
That it's like coming into... Oh, look at this heron. Look at this guy. Morning, magpie. See that?
Wow.
Got to get a picture of this bloke.
That's beautiful.
Oh, lady. That's the wide shot, so you can see how good looking it all is. Good, the flies have found
us. He's giving us a bit of knack now.
Yeah, what are you looking at us for, I say? Because you look great. Well, you won't disturb your fishing.
Nice.
I normally don't see those because I'm hard of hearing. Yeah, I hadn't even crossed my mind that we were going somewhere amazing. You know what I mean? And it was incredible. And
This is where it surprises me you didn't run then, because you're normally quite active, aren't you, when you get to these places. But it obviously didn't fit.
And me and Judy wanted to go. But it is such an amazing place that I think actually the running is limited.
Right.
Because it's just roads and fields.
Right.
So it would have been running on roads.
Yeah.
And, you know, lovely roads. Past cows and sheep.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, you know, there's no...
You couldn't find an obvious
coastal path or you know, there is a park run in Kirkwall, actually.
It's all right.
Which I'd like to do another time. In fact, there's a marathon in Orkney next July.
Right.
Which I'm seriously considering. But we were there for such a short time. And the other thing is that my cousins-in-law, it's my wife's cousin and her husband.
Right.
Who we were partly going to see because we just missed their... this is good.
Right.
Wedding anniversary. And they sorted out, a friend of theirs just lent us his empty house, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
And they are literally tour guides for a job. So they showed us a good time.
Nice.
You know, we got there, we immediately went to the Bruff of Bursey to maybe see the puffins.
Yeah.
We did see the puffins.
Yeah.
We also saw dolphins, gannets,
right.
black guillemots, wow. fulmars, kittiwakes, seals, great skuas,
wow.
and hermit crabs. And I could go on, but it's already dull.
Yeah.
But it wasn't
yeah.
at the time. That's like sunset on the cliffs, right?
Sounds amazing.
Next day we went to see all the World War II stuff, the old where the guns were, and a Scarpa flow. And then we walked along the beach where there were red shanks, ring plovers, oyster catchers, sandalings.
Really dreamy.
Scarra Brae, which is like this, you know, that's the one. They only found it quite recently when a sand dune blew away in a storm.
Right.
And it's an ancient village.
Yeah.
You know, like pre-textiles and metal.
Right.
But you can see all the houses and their bedrooms and everything. It was just an incredible place to go. And then the World War II stuff was the husband of this couple we know.
Yeah.
And then the other, Fran, my wife's cousin, runs the cathedral. So we went to the cathedral, went to the top of the tower, and so on. You know, we basically
just everything.
We blitzed Orkney.
Wow.
In fact, we didn't. We missed some things because we were like, see this, we're out, time we're out. It was like that, you know. And amazing for it. And then the journey back to Edinburgh is the same. The family were the best ones. Because I badly hurt my leg again getting them to Edinburgh in time for the train. And that was like all day long to get to Edinburgh at 7 in the evening.
What, the driving?
And they got the train to London.
Right.
So they did it. They did Orkney to London in one day.
Nice.
Which is without planes.
And that left you in Edinburgh for another...
Yeah.
Thank you. For another little trip.
Yeah.
Three or four days though, was it?
Yeah, I got that back down Thursday and came back this Monday.
Right, okay.
But, and here we get to it. It was really lovely. I dropped them off, made sure they got the train. They went and got there to the platform.
Yeah.
And went and dropped off the hire car.
Yeah.
And came back and saw them onto the train. There was literally an empty seat next to my wife. She said, why don't you just come with us, come down to London? And I went, ha ha ha. And I waved them off. And I opened my emails. And there's one from my mum saying, call me now. And it's my dad. He's really, obviously, he's not well anyway. He's in his nursing home with late-stage Parkinson's and complete dementia. But his Parkinson's has gone over another bump, and he's unlikely to be with us for much longer.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like you can't really read these things, but, you know. And he's in the best place, and it is all as it should be, but... We're in a kind of a vigil stage, really.
And I feel
really complicated because actually, once I'd got used to the idea, I realised the value of having to get on and do things.
Yes.
Because otherwise you just sit and feel sad, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything useful. So after considering just cancelling the rest of my Edinburgh trip and heading back down, I didn't. Look at that. It's your favourite path.
We're talking about...
Is this
it feels
metaphor?
Like we're surrounded by metaphors.
That's
moment,
right.
It?
It's like they've scheduled it all to...
The path closed, the balcony's sinking,
shut.
Can't get in the door,
your
bed's
broken. It's like, look at these birds.
An algae forms across the lake.
Yeah, the coop babies can't get their lunch.
Yeah.
It is. I think we might be in the upside down. There we go.
I'll tell you what, though, you can feel the run doing its work, though, can't you?
Always. You know, and I really miss running all the time.
Just the last half hour. You can just feel it.
Yeah. And I felt fit. You know, I thought, it's basically like watching a bar go down. I'm thinking, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, I can get back to running. But so I haven't run in a week. Oh, it's okay. It's not really a week. It was last Tuesday.
Right.
And today is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Well, now you're back.
Again, depending on what's going on with the family, you know, we might have not been able to do this today. And of course, that's the nature of the beast, you know.
Yeah.
But until all bets are off, they're still on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, it was... I say, you know, not to get too heavy on you, dear listener, but, you know, I was worried that we'd lose my dad over the weekend. I'd still be in Scotland. And I think, actually, that my mum and my brother were more worried about that in terms of me than I was.
Right.
Because I was so detached from the whole thing. Not that I'd, you know, just didn't know. Anyway, I got back yesterday and immediately went up to see my... family, and we had a really nice time.
Yeah,
we all hung out, and me and my
with your
brother and my mum, my dad, and of course his contribution is limited, but it really felt like he was present.
Yeah,
and we just had a good old chat.
Yeah,
you know, I told them all about Orkney and Edinburgh, and we talked about my granddad's stories of the Second World War, because of all that Second World War stuff I'd done, and we were laughing. It was like Christmas.
Yeah.
And here was me thinking this is going to be a really miserable hour, you know.
Yes.
So when you get to these times of... It's almost like the opposite of what you were saying about your do. Because as you get older, you know, all of life... It's yin and yang, isn't it? All of life is in every moment.
Yes, absolutely.
So there was an incredible amount of joy. I think in a way we don't quite have the... We don't quite have the imagination to see that experience until it happens.
Yes.
And when it happens, you think, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not going to be what you think it is it?
No.
Ever.
No. Because everything's in three dimensions. And I often find that the worst moments, you had some bad moments the last couple of years, and I'm not very good at talking about it either. You know, in the modern... contemporary dialogue about talking about your feelings. I mean, basically in Edinburgh, I was really reveling in not telling anyone.
Yes.
So I could keep my feelings kind of secret.
Yes.
And it was great to tell a few. I told all the people I was directing and all my, you know, close friends up there. But in a way, I had to be brave and do that so that they could share it with me and be with me. And I was naughtily scurrying back to people who didn't know so I could go, ha, ha, everything's fine, ha, ha,
yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, because that's how I function.
Well, it's one of those times when big stuff like that's something where you appreciate the focus of work, isn't it?
Yeah.
And well, just like clicking into it that you have to do, you know.
And of course, it's a weird thing with what we do because you put yourself, it's us, you know.
Yeah.
The stage, the person we are on social networks, the person we are at shows.
Yeah.
It's our true self. It's not like a work hat. It's not a uniform.
Yeah. Should we go back to the calf and then?
Good. Good call.
And then maybe go for
all right.
But, isn't it funny that we find ourselves in this sort of slight U-bend at the moment?
Yeah.
I've definitely felt it at 50, just a little bit different. And obviously, I haven't got anything like what you've got going on at the moment, but it's just...
It's all part of the same deal, though, isn't it? It's life.
Yeah.
It's older life.
Yeah. And the kids are... Oh, Bonnie's going away to university now.
Yeah.
She's away in a few weeks.
My kids are an entirely different experience now. Proper, you know, my daughter's 13th birthday was pretty much the same time as your birthday. And, you know, they're just compared to previous summers. My wife's always saying, you know, when you're away, oh, look at these cygnets. Sorry, nature again, but look at these guys. They must be quite recent. I'd have thought they'd be whiter than that by now. Maybe they're like goth swans.
Nice.
Look how dark grey they are compared to this white one here. Very smart. You know, my wife sometimes says, God, it's been lonely when you've been away. And I don't really understand. And then this morning, you know, I just didn't see the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. You're approaching that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Separation. Yeah. And well, Rachel is looking for work now. We've had a year where she hasn't really been working.
Baby.
Which has been amazing.
Look at that baby there.
And she's just been around the house. It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
But she's looking for full-time work now. And I'll really miss her.
Yeah, of course you will.
I find that really tricky. I've got to find some kind of tactic to doing it.
No, I find it much harder not to spend time with Julia these days. And we've been so used to it for so long.
Yeah.
You don't expect these shifts and changes, you know.
Yeah.
But the days when I'd go off on a Thursday and come back on a Sunday, and that was like the shape of most weekends.
Yeah.
They're long gone now. That's years ago.
Yeah.
I go away for the night now. I'm like, oh, I've got to get back.
Yes.
I've got to get back. Let alone the time when we first met, when you could go off on tour for 6 weeks and not feel any sense of wrench because there was no real home.
No.
You know, a bag at your mum and dad's house, there's not a home is where the heart is make. It's funny old thing.
Young times.
Yeah.
And I realise as well, in the last couple of weeks, slightly post-birth malaise, that I do need an event to focus on.
Yeah.
Running-wise, I've been drifting a bit too long.
Maybe this is why you always like to have a toilet to look forward to.
Yeah. Some form
it's
of
It's another
event.
Metaphor.
Some form of event. So,
So have you got one?
Well, I've got this Scarborough 10K.
Yep.
So I want to see how that goes, and I have been planking more and just trying to look after myself.
Well, listen, I've got news. I've been away, and I hope I didn't speak out of turn on answering your behalf, but I think that the Michael J. Fox Foundation, should we so wish, will be able to do us places in the New York Marathon next year.
Well, I really want to do that, yeah.
That's a bit, I mean, it's a year and a bit away.
No, I really
want
to do
it. But that's one to put on the horizon, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll podcast that, guys.
Yeah, that should be great.
I think we always said it would be a good sequel to this year's London. So, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. I might try and see how the diaries and maybe try and run a bit of a faster London. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Well, you mean faster than your fast one?
Well, no, I mean...
Because you could try and do that, but just give us a break. That's tough.
Yeah,
I think I'd do it in 2.5.
Yeah.
No! Careful!
2:45.
Well, I've got less than 4 weeks away from the Great North Run now.
Yeah.
And then after that...
You've got York Marathon.
York Marathon.
Wow.
Which I'm planning on being pretty fit for, but we'll see.
Oh.
I nearly took a chocolate ice cream to the thigh, which would have been disappointing for both me and the little boy who was enjoying the ice cream. So sorry to... I feel like we're getting to the end of this run just as I've sprung some pretty bad news, but we've been talking about real things, so...
Absolutely, it's been one of those...
And
it's been one of those where you're just grateful to be able to get out there and have a run, isn't it?
Absolutely, at last.
Feel a bit better, let the old run do its...
And maybe we'll run further today, but for now medicine. We've been in beautiful Clissold Park around the reservoirs.
Yeah.
And how far do you think we've gone?
I reckon, about 3.5 maybe?
Nearly 4.
All right, okay.
3.92.
Okay, we'll do 4 on a summer's day.
Yeah. And I'll do it again tomorrow. Get the miles back up.
Yeah.
Because we got, you know, you've got Scarborough 10K.
Yeah.
I've got Great North Run.
I'm trying to shenagle a place at the New Forest Half Marathon, September the 8th, actually.
That's the same day as the Great North Run.
Is it? Right.
Okay, let's train together.
So I'm trying to get sorted for a half then, because we've got one of our mates who I met at someone else's 50th party. They live near there. They say it's a great event. So that'll be a nice little training event before I do the 10K.
And what about, but you wouldn't be able to do a marathon in October, though, would you?
I don't know. I'll have a look. I'll have a think.
If you get that half, then see.
Yeah.
Because that then you'll be on the same schedule as me. So here we are at the reservoir, and
50.
Look out for the metaphors, kids, and keep in touch.
That broken bed. We are sinking.
Anyway, to go and kick the story.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.